I'm Derek Thompson, the host of the podcast Plain English. We tackle technology, politics, culture, history, everything that's happening in the world and why it matters. New episodes of Plain English drop every Tuesday and Friday on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello and welcome to It Was All a Stream. We are here on the Ringer Reality TV feed talking Real Housewives of Miami Season 5, Episode 12. Apology not accepted. Hey, Zach.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I like apologies. And when they're not accepted, they're not very fun.
No, they're not. But I do feel like we got a fight and resolve all in one episode, which is really all you could ask for in a housewife thing.
And no to be continued.
And no
I
to
hate
be continued.
When it's to be continued and it's like a 3-hour affair.
Yes, yes. This is a one episode fight, which I am here for, and hopefully we move past it, which I think we do. But some programming news before we get into everything. So Real Housewives of Miami is taking a shift over to join our other fabulous Bravo shows on the Morally Corrupt show. So Morally Corrupt is being split into two. We're going to have a Thursday recap with shows that like Summer House, Vanderpump Rules, and Real Housewives of Miami. Well, you will still have our normal Friday recaps with Rachel Lindsay, Callie Curry, talking Real Housewives of New Jersey, as well as Real Housewives of Potomac, as that season is coming to an end. So lots of great things coming up on the Ringer Reality feed and within the Bravo world. We have lots of great interviews coming up for you guys. Rachel just spoke to Candace yesterday, and I spoke with Ashley Darby last week, and that interview will be coming out full on Friday. So stay tuned for everything on Ringer Reality. We also have some pretty fun and exciting Miami ladies coming down the pipeline. So very exciting. So yes, our next recap will be Thursday, talking about Thursday's episode. So it'll be quicker and right to you, which I'm actually really excited about. The Bahamas. Oh my God. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's start with the fat doctor, which also is just so timely right now with everything going on with like Hollywood and Ozempic and shots and stuff. So Alexi and Marisol are at the fat doctor.
I love that Marisol's like, I always go to the fat doctor, but like he doesn't do anything for me. Like I just come and I drink and I bring my fat friends to come to the fat doctor to handle their fat. Like, and she was just like, she was very obsessed with the fat throughout this entire episode. She didn't like the fat at the Cuban restaurant. She was very into her cocktails.
And yes.
Cocktails with a side of no fat.
Don't blame her on that. However,
but I feel like fat is good. Like, she should go a little keto and like eat an avocado because she never eats. Like, every time we see her, she's like, I'm on a liquid diet. I'm like, I'm scared for her liver.
I haven't noticed that. However, when she did point out, and they did point out how bad Cuban food is for everybody, I was like, oh my God, that is true. Like, it's fatty, but like, how is it that they all look so wonderful all the time?
Well, because they're always moving around. They're always on the go, and I feel like they're always working out. Or if you're Larsa, you can just pay for it.
I guess. I move around. but they're at this fat doctor. They're talking. And what comes of this is Alexia speaking to Marisol about feeling like Nicole was really rude towards her guest at the event. And we'll have to say, Zach, Last week, we laughed about it. I thought it was iconic. I thought it was funny. I didn't think it was too deep. And Alexia, with her mind gymnastics, is starting to make me think maybe Nicole was rude. Am I being manipulated?
I think you're being manipulated. I think you're being, like, gaslit into believing something that didn't really happen. Okay. I don't think, because I thought about this, and I was like, was this guy really offended? As
yeah.
Alexia and Todd, you know, later claimed that he was offended by it. I think he was offended by the experience of thinking, oh, I'm going to do my friends a favor and come and do this reality show, and they probably pimped out how great this is going to be for my law firm. Only to then participate in this Real Housewives charade where people are yelling and mm-hmm. it's drama and he walks in and there's fighting at the table. So I think he was probably more offended that this could potentially hurt his reputation by appearing in this trashy reality show
yeah.
rather than he was offended that somebody offered to pay him with the Black Amex.
Yeah, because also, let's be real, Nicole wasn't the only person fighting that day. Alexia was loud fighting with Adriana. Adriana was very loud. So Nicole wasn't the single source of the drama.
Right.
So, okay, thank you. You brought me back down to earth. I appreciate that.
Don't listen to Alexia's like Teresa, and there's always going to be delusion behind their arguments, and you don't want to get sucked in.
I fell for that Cuban Barbie. I really did. Oh, gosh. Okay, so that's what we get from the fat doctor scene. And then a little blip is Nicole is planning a trip to the Bahamas, which we will have next week. And then we have Adriana and Julia getting together for lunch. Just a small scene where Adriana feels blindsided and disheartened by Alexia, which I think is going to bubble over into the Bahamas trips, you know, just going off of what we saw
yeah.
in the previews. And I did kind of understand why she feels hurt with Alexia. I think Adriana's crazy too, but they were close, especially in the earlier seasons. I don't really know what happened between, like, those seasons and now, but, like, she was in her wedding.
I mean, it seemed like they were close even coming into season four.
Yeah.
It felt like the OGs, because that was the first scene, as we see Larsa and Adriana and Marisol and Alexia all coming together at the start of, you know, this new era for Real Housewives in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That I do, I mean, I think she's hurt because I think she felt like Alexia was really her friend. So then
yeah.
when Alexia's blasting her boyfriend on the show
and
not
too.
Coming to her directly,
yeah.
you know, I could imagine that she was like hurt and taken aback by it. And then to realize that they were fanning flames that weren't even actually there because he is actually divorced
and they
just didn't
scroll
all the way to the bottom. And then there's no accountability for that. So I can understand, as crazy as Adriana is, I get her frustration with Alexia and with Marisol for not even having her back.
Yeah, I totally understand it too, and they did seem like genuine friends to some extent.
Yeah.
And then also a theme in the episode just mentioned Julia and her adoption. She mentions her daughters aren't supportive of it. And then we have a scene later on where she's talking to an adoption agency, and it sounds like things are on the up and up, and potentially they could start this process sooner rather than later because she's been waitlisted and whatnot. So happy for her and her journey. However, I still want to fast forward through her scenes.
Yeah, there's still just not very, she's just not a very compelling character. I don't,
yeah.
as exciting as it is to have a baby, I'm not interested in her journey. I also don't even fully believe that they're going to have a baby together.
I know. Like, where do we stand with that?
I don't think it's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of caught up in it and Martina's maybe entertaining the idea for her. But it's just going to be, you know, a Melissa Gorga trying to find her fake sister.
Yeah, and I didn't realize Martina was 15 years older than her or something, she said. So she's like 65.
Yeah.
And yeah. I at that age, why do you want to start over?
No, you don't want babies
You don't
again.
Want to start over.
She's living her best life in Aspen. Why do you want a kid around?
Yeah. So then we get to this fun little girlfriend scene, which is one of the reasons why I truly like Housewives, is when the women come together and show a true friendship with one another. Larsa checks in on Lisa, and Lisa is not doing good. It's been about a month since all of this has happened. She's not eating. And, you know, she tells Larsa there's more bad news, which is kind of what we saw last week with Lenny wants to get an order, wants to get a judge to get her out, her and the kids out of the house. Like, he is very adamant of, like, this house, this mansion, is no longer a family mansion. It is a bachelor mansion for my mistress. I don't want kids, and I don't want you. Get out.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, like, his kids' home. That, yeah. Like, to, like, make them go to a whole new house, and what, he's just gonna give them, like, a playroom, so when they come over, they have one bedroom that's theirs to play. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is wild, and he just continues to make himself look worse every week.
Which, like, how does one do that? You really,
especially
have
when
to
you
be...
really start at like ground zero, and he's just like, "Let's keep going deeper than the 6 feet I continue to dig myself down."
Yeah, he is awful. You know, Larsa kind of shares a little bit about herself and her divorce, and she says she's still devastated from her divorce, which is surprising. I don't know. She doesn't show much emotion.
Well, she didn't at the shaman, remember? You know, you love your shaman scenes. She kind of, like, broke down about the divorce then. I mean, I get it. When you're with somebody for that long and they're such a big part of your life and they were, like, your family, like, there is going to be that, like, heartbreak that comes with it. I mean, but I can only imagine what it's like for Lisa. Like, this is 10 times worse than Larsa's divorce.
Oh, yeah. 10 times worse. Disgusting. And Larsa also mentions people are asking about... Was she saying, Lisa, people are... from Dubai, we're asking about Lisa and Lenny too.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is world news.
This is world news.
Lisa and Lenny getting divorced. World news. I don't know. I feel horribly for her, but Larsa, he says, you know what? It's time for a girls' night out. You need some good female energy. You need a dance. You need a bop. Let's go to 11. Have you ever been to 11?
I've never been to 11.
Have you heard about 11?
No.
Oh, gosh.
What is 11? Okay, give me the lowdown on 11.
I don't know too much, but I do know. I'm pretty sure it's like an after-hours spot in Miami where it's basically a strip club, but it's not really a strip club. But it is. Mm. Like, so, I mean, you saw all the poles in there and stuff like that. It's like a strip club nightclub.
Okay.
And it's like dancers, exotic dancers, all this stuff. I am not a fan of that.
Yeah.
The reason why I know about it is because a few years ago, Justin was in Miami with a friend. And this friend was like, we should go to 11. And I Google 11. And I said, I don't think I want you going there. And so I am not a fan of 11. However, it didn't look like a poppin' night when they went.
No. Well, I would imagine this had to have been like early in the night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely like a 2 a.m. spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was clearly early in the night. And normally when they film like at nightclubs or parties and stuff, they're not allowed to play music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine, that's why I think it just looked dead. Like everyone was kind of like it was dead until Kiki decided, I'm just going to get on this pole and start making it interesting. And good for her. Thank God she did. Because Lisa was a little, I mean, I get it, but she was also a little annoying.
Yeah, so Lisa's in that stage of a breakup where all she could talk about is the breakup. Yeah. And we've all had those friends, and we've all been those friends.
Yeah.
Like, we've all been there, where it's like, your whole personality is the breakup.
Yes.
And I relate, but I loved the way the editors were doing the time lapse and just her talking and talking, and 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, and to your point, Kiki finally saying, enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Let's get on the pole and start dancing.
I don't want to talk about Lenny anymore.
Yeah. Well, because we've also been talking about Lenny this whole season.
Yeah. Yeah. So I appreciated the gesture of a girls' night, and Lisa did say ultimately she had a good time. But it was getting a little boring listening to her talk about Lenny and repeat things we already know.
Yeah.
Which just reminded me of like situations that I've been in with friends where it's like, okay, I get it. He's an asshole. Okay, I know he's an asshole. Like you have to come up with several unique ways to say he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
And like, there's just so
and
many
then
ways.
At some point you're like, okay, let's have fun. I'm tired of talking about this. We get it. He's terrible. I mean, but we finally hear about him making the trainer leave Lisa for the mistress. And Kiki's like, oh, hell no. Those are fighting words.
Kiki was about
to throw
some
blows.
Yes,
they were some fighting words.
It was. I can't believe... And what did Larsa say? It's like, first you want to take my man and now you want me to be fat? Like, what kind of woman? The audacity.
Go to Marisol's fat doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was... He's just gross. And this girl,
gross.
Like, I... kind of want to hear from her.
From the Katharina?
Like, I want it, not just like from Page Six. I want to hear her speak.
A Ringer exclusive.
Katharina, here's a personal invite. But no, I just,
I mean, if anybody can come on Morally Corrupt, I think Katharina is the one to book.
Morally Corrupt, Katharina can't pronounce her last name. Yes. There's something about her that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot. But, like, how can a woman see a man treat his ex-wife, treat the mother of his children so nasty and rude and, like, think that's attractive? Think that he's not going to do that to you one day.
Well, I think she's the new, you know, shiny ball right in front of him, right?
Yeah.
So she's getting all his attention. Everything that he's not giving to his kids and his wife, he's giving to her, so she feels special. And sometimes I think it's easy to get caught up in that. That's why you see this whole narrative of, like, the wicked stepmom. Because usually when, or not usually, but, like, tale as old as time, new woman comes to the picture. She's not very, you know, interested in his kids because those are his kids from his previous relationship. So that's more collateral damage.
Yeah.
And she wants to be the full focus and attention. And this girl's young. She's, what, 20-something? She's mid-20s, right? 26?
Yeah, I just don't
think she has the emotional, like,
yeah, maybe I'm giving her too
maturity.
Much credit. But, like, I don't know. I would, if I were in that situation at that age, I know I was stupid. I did stupid things, but I also would have been like, maybe because I come from a broken home. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it just, I just want to get a little, I want to know a little bit more about her. She's probably just not that bright, but, like.
Yeah, I think she's pretty dense.
Yeah. So, yes. So that checks out. And then we get to the highlight kind of the episode is this Gringos dinner. And Zach, before we got on mic, we were talking about the word gringos.
Yes.
And the way that Marisol and Alexia were describing it, like it's some term of endearment,
yeah,
was not my understanding of the word.
No. Not mine either, because I grew up hearing that term because I am Hispanic. So the term gringo was thrown around, but it was never like an endearing term.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Like, oh, my gringo.
Yeah, no, it was more of like, it was either used to like describe like white people as like you roll your eyes, or it was used to like, you know, talk about other like Hispanic people that were a little more Americanized, that
yeah.
were a little more white, and they're like, oh, you're not really Mexican, you're a gringo, you know? And so, which is kind of like what Anthony was talking about. He was like, I'm technically a gringo, even though my last name is Lopez. So it's not, from my understanding, like, it can be an endearing term, but it really isn't.
I mean, they no surprise, have taken this word and made it what they want to make it.
Yeah.
These women have turned it into, and they owned it. They own gringo, and if their men feel pleased and happy,
I don't think their men
it.
Understand where that word really came. Because even when she was explaining it about, you know, the green go from the Mexican War, as Alexia
yeah.
was explaining it, like even that just didn't like make it sound that like
no.
cutesy and endearing
no.
either. But whatever. I mean, I hate their usage of bro. I hate when Alexia and Marisol say bro to everything. Which they were saying at the Fat Doctor, bro, oh, that wasn't that bad, bro. I'm like, I barely hate it when, like, real bro
oh
dudes actually say bro.
I have not caught on to the bro.
Oh, my God. They say it all the time. Marisol says bro all the time. And I'm like, this is literally, like, the worst word for them to. They're like, it's not age appropriate. Like, I barely like it when bros use the word bro.
Oh, my God. Well, my brother calls my mom bro. And, like, she's like, I'm not your fucking bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I need to pay attention more because I did not even know that they said bro to each other like that.
All the time.
So weird. Like, it's not a lady. Anyways.
It's not. No. And they're like older ladies. I'm like, nothing against being an older lady, but it's just like, it's like a young 20 college jock sort of term
yeah.
to throw around.
Okay. So we're at this Gringos dinner. It looks really nice. We have Gertie and her husband, Russell. We have Marisol and her husband. We have Alexia and Todd and Nicole and Anthony. A sweet quadruple date.
Yeah.
Really nice. And they're all getting together. It seems really like everything's going fine and well and dandy. And then Alexia, you know, just turns and goes after Nicole about throwing her Amex at the lawyer.
Which she didn't throw it. She placed it in
his
lap.
She did place it. We did get that set, that nice, like, gentle placement.
Here you go.
Yes. Placement, toss, throw, chucking at him, whatever. She didn't like that an Amex was pulled out. And
right.
she keeps saying Amex, too, which did kind of make me think, to Nicole's point last week, are they just jealous that she has
black
a black Amex?
Yeah.
But she was like, who even pays a lawyer that way? And Anthony's like, well, I take payments with American Express cards all the time. Yeah. And Nicole is completely blindsided by this because, and I actually was too, because before, like at the beginning of the episode, when she said she felt some type of way about it, I was like, oh, really? Like, I didn't think much. And Nicole felt some type of way too, because when they left, she said, we hugged, we laughed.
Yeah,
like, we left on great terms.
Yeah.
So this came out of nowhere for her and seemingly everyone at the table except for Marisol and Todd. And yeah, she just goes in on her. And then Anthony kind of jumps in, which I didn't like that he inserted himself. He was trying to defend Nicole, but like it was also something that he could have just kept quiet about. Then that allowed Todd to jump in, and Todd then attack Anthony's practice
hard.
Like, yeah, is you don't you only have three lawyers, or
like they became housewives themselves in that moment. And listen, I agree with you. I don't think like Anthony should have inserted himself. I mean, it was very subtle though, right? He was like, okay, Alexia, fine, like I'll send him some flowers and I'll send him some chocolate so that we can, you know, she didn't mean it that way. Like he was kind of like trying to brush it off.
Well, did you think that was condescending?
I feel like it could have been either or.
Okay.
Like, I feel like it was a little condescending, but I also kind of feel like he was just trying to, like, be like, okay, like, this is dumb. Like, let's brush. Like, okay, I'll send him flowers. I'll send him chocolates. Like, whatever you think will make it better.
Yeah.
Fine. It's not that big of a deal. I think he didn't think it was that big of a deal because it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Again, I think the lawyer was probably just annoyed that he had to participate in this housewives moment,
mm-hmm.
where he probably thought it was going to be like, I'm going to come and give these ladies, you know, some information.
Yeah, he thought it was going to be a Dr.
promote
Phil
his business.
Type moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it was reality TV that was a little trashy.
Yeah.
But we
it was
love it.
Very trashy. And yeah, he immediately walked into that dinner, that night lunch, with women yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And at that point, I do think it was Alexia and Adriana. I don't even think it was Nicole and Larsa. So yeah, I just, and then Gertie, who I forgot, wasn't at the luncheon. So she was trying to get filled in with everything and trying to understand where everyone was coming from and whatnot. And we had Russell looking like,
so over it.
Why the hell? Like, we had this talk on the beach about us spicing up our lives together. This was not what I meant by that.
No. No.
Yeah. So the dinner didn't really end on, like, we didn't see them get up and leave or anything like that. It just kind of ended with this weird fight. And
yeah,
this,
we didn't see how the lunch actually, or dinner actually, like, ended.
Yeah, it just, we just kind of moved on. But it was just a very weird and frustrating thing to watch. And Alexia saying, like, I see why Nicole and Anthony are together.
Because they're both rude and
yeah.
they're professionals, but they're not really professional.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, coming hard at
just attacking them. And question.
Which is not the best way to get an apology.
Not at all. What does Todd do?
He's an attorney, isn't he?
Todd?
Isn't he a lawyer? I thought that's what he was saying. I guess his friend is the attorney, and that's why he kept saying his friend works for a real law firm. I don't know what Todd does.
Yeah. I just felt like for two professionals being Nicole and Anthony and then Alexia and whatever Todd did, like for them to attack them,
yeah,
just felt very like weird.
Because Todd, I guess, yeah, Todd isn't an attorney and Alexia isn't a doctor, that I think maybe there was some of that ego that was threatened by
yeah.
them. But also, is it offensive to send someone flowers and chocolates? I mean, it's fun.
He's a grown man. He doesn't
want your Godiva. He's like, I was going to send him Godiva. I was like, Godiva? Who's sending Godiva?
I wouldn't mind. But
you don't send a professional lawyer Godiva, Chelsea.
I don't know. I thought it was so overblown. I mean, it was a great fight, but just in the grand scheme.
Over nothing.
Over nothing. Over nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pureleaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pureleaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pureleaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong. Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
But then we do ultimately get Alexia and Nicole coming together for drinks at the end of the episode. Nicole prior to is talking to Gertie on the phone saying, if, you know, I can't move on with this with her, like, I think I'm done. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But she did also say, like, I understand, like, you know, it felt like it came out of nowhere, but, like, I didn't mean for her to feel this way. I don't want people to think of me as an asshole. And they have this dinner at this really cute, trendy, pretty restaurant. And they both are, like, nice to one another and stuff. And then the conversation ensues. And again, like, I thought what Nicole was saying was sensible, was correct, was, like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were so upset and all this stuff. And for Lexi to be like, how could you not realize that I was upset?
Because we hugged it out when I left your house. Yes. Like, that's why.
Yes. And so it was just her, and I do, I get it, the Teresa of it all, of she is very my way, yeah, my world, tunnel vision. If you
my
don't,
roles.
Yeah. And if you don't align with that, if you don't get my illogical way of thinking,
yeah,
then you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's really hard to talk to someone like that.
Because there's no rationale. It's all emotion and it's all, like, ego, really. And so it's like there is no other than just buckling and, you know, being a Jennifer Aiden and kind of just, like, bowing down to the queen at every chance. Like, there's no way you can talk any sense into them.
Yeah, especially because I felt like there were so many times in which she did apologize, but it wasn't good enough for Alexia.
Yeah.
And I didn't think her sorry, but I didn't think that was a bad thing. Like, I understand saying, like, when you say sorry, like, that
it yeah
should be sorry, period. But
but I think there was, her buts were to give context, to be like, I didn't say this sooner because I didn't realize
yeah
it was that offense. I thought we were good. That's the only reason I didn't apologize sooner. But I'm still sorry, and I'm sorry that I offended your friend.
Yeah.
Like, there was still the full genuine apology. She just added on a side of context where it wasn't like she was trying to defend her behavior.
Yes, exactly. And even when Nicole kind of breaks it down for her too, where Alexia was like, well, why are you even like that? Which is also another insulting question.
Right.
Which could have literally, anyone else, it could have taken a turn. But Nicole is not trying to get in the gutter with people.
Yeah.
And she says, look, like, this came from me just being upset and defensive to begin with. And she opens up again in a very, like, relatable way for me too, of
yeah
like being a pretty Latina woman. I'm not Latina, but being in a male dominated field,
yeah,
being with all these men and having some, like, such an accusation like that thrown out there is detrimental to your career, your reputation, to who you are, what you worked for. And so, yeah, it was defensive.
Yeah.
And again, Alexia was like, but you're using that as an excuse. And it's like, no, I'm just trying to help you understand why I got defensive in the first place.
Yes.
It was just, it was hard.
I don't get what Alexia really wanted from her other than, I'm so sorry, let me kiss your feet and try to beg for an apology.
Yeah.
Which was not necessary.
Not necessary at all. And quite honestly, like, I don't fully understand how they got to a good place by the end of it, but they did. Nicole waved her white napkin and was like, let's just move on.
I just hope Anthony Lopez sent Todd some Godiva chocolates and flowers.
See, that would have been funny. I would have loved that.
I would have loved that. Or if that's how Nicole would have shown up to meet Alexia, as like, I brought you some Godiva chocolates and some roses as a peace offering.
That would have been funny. However, I don't think they have that sense of humor.
No, well, Nicholson, Larsa the Mirror.
Alexia doesn't have that sense of humor. Alexia would have
found
the humor.
Alexia would have flipped out. They would have flipped out. She'd be like, oh my God, that's so rude.
Yes. But like, you know, as I was watching this episode, I was thinking back to how you compare Alexia and Teresa together too. And it's like earlier in the episode, we saw Alexia with Frankie.
Yeah.
At the DeMoya Foundation. And how much I love her when she's with her son.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about Teresa. Yeah. Like, she is literally insane around all the women. But when she's with her girls,
yeah,
I'm like, aw. Like, there's a human there. I really like the side of her. And it softens her. And, like, yes. I feel the same way about Alexia, where it's like, she is out of her mind half the time.
She really is.
But when she's with Frankie, I'm like, oh.
That's probably why we didn't notice it in, like, the earlier seasons, because her kids were little and, like, mm-hmm. her focus was her family. And then, obviously, like, what was it, season two or season three, when Frankie had the accident that, mm-hmm. you know, she took a step back and that was, like, her primary focus. So I think we got to really see that side of her in the earlier seasons.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing, now that she's kind of a bit of an empty nester, as Frankie's a little more independent or becoming more independent. And then Peter's her older son, mm-hmm. right? He's fully independent and, you know, getting arrested.
Yeah. Which, he was getting arrested before that.
Yeah, that's true. He's been...
he's had some trouble. But yeah, so they squash the beef and everything seems fine. And then they start talking about the trip to the Bahamas. And Nicole rightfully asked, do you think we could have fun on this trip?
Yeah.
Which is always like a curse. Like, if you have to ask that question before a housewife trip, you know there's no fun to be had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or to just be like, we're going to have fun. No drama. Anytime you say that ahead of a trip, there's always going to be drama.
Always going to be drama. And they talk a little bit about Lisa and how she is afraid to come on the trip.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to leave her home.
Yeah.
Which is like, what a world, you know?
Like, I know. I can't even, now, like, it makes sense why she's not eating. Like, her body, like, she's so stressed that mm-hmm. she just, like, can't even... Ugh, I can't even imagine, like, that fear of, like, thinking I can come home and the locks can be changed.
Yeah.
And where me and my kids are
gonna go. Yeah. Insane. Nicole comes up with a great idea that anytime anyone mentions Lenny's name, take a shot, which they would all be on the floor.
Oh, yeah. They would be fucked up.
Fucked up. And yeah, and then we get a 3 days later flash forward. We see Adriana toss a drink at somebody.
Yep.
We see Adriana and Alexia going at it. Alexia saying, you're jealous of all of us. We see what looks like Adriana being wheeled off in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Did it look like Adriana to you?
Like she sprained her ankle.
Yeah. From whatever fall on the beach they had.
Yeah. Looks like Julia has it out with somebody.
Yes. Yes.
And then we see like wrestling in the sand.
Yes. So,
which I don't think is like an actual fight. I think that's like we're drunk and dancing and we fell over.
Yeah. Yes. I think they dramatized that for sure. But I don't know. Like, I'm hoping we get a good first episode in the Bahamas. Like, I hope all the drama isn't reserved for like the back half of the trip. I doubt it.
I feel like they're all so like ready to fight at any moment that I'm pretty sure the second we land in the Bahamas, there's gonna be some drama with someone. I don't think it's gonna be reserved for the second half of the trip. The second they land, someone's gonna have an issue with someone. Larsa's too spicy. Alexia's too spicy. Adriana's too spicy. Marisol's the only one that didn't go, right?
Oh, I didn't see her in the...
Well, I know they mentioned something about like Marisol said the reason she's not here is because she thinks somebody's cursed her.
Yeah.
I mean,
would that prevent you from going on a trip to the Bahamas?
No, I would go with the parasite and all.
Yeah, we'll see. And you know what? We will see pretty soon because this episode comes out on Thursday and we will be recapping it on Thursday.
Yeah.
Right to you guys. And that recap will drop Thursday along with a recap of Vanderpump Rules, which comes out this week. So excited. It's going to be a great season of Vanderpump, I think.
I can't wait to see Vanderpump Rules.
It's going
to
be so fun. But Zach, this was so fun.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And again, guys, we will see you on Thursday with Morally Corrupt, Jodie Walker on that show, Zach and myself. And yeah, tune in.